K-State Nation, happy game day or miserable game day. But anyways, welcome back, K-State Nation, to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Once again, home of Kansas State University. This is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. This is K-State Athletics Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll get to the postcast of women's volleyball with some of their first loss of the year in just a moment. First time listening to this podcast, once again, thank you for tuning in to the latest edition of this episode. Glad you can join us here as we are recording this ahead of tonight's probably the biggest game of the year, for sure. Again, Kansas State, Arizona, and you're going to get two episodes ahead of that game. I already recorded the pregame. That is going to come out later on this morning, and then this will come out, this postcast of the volleyball. I might hold this off until this weekend, so after the football game. So, because again, the K-State women's volleyball team are back in action. I know we got swept last night. We'll get into that in just a minute again. Well, we'll get into that right now. But the women's volleyball team will be playing Northern Colorado. I will double check the time on that right now. So we're going to have some late night athletics here tonight on this Friday night. So yeah, obviously first, K-State, Arizona, we all know that by now, 8 Central Time on Fox. So I'll be up watching this entire game, unfortunately. Hopefully, K-State somehow can win, pull this game out. And then, of course, the volleyball team, an hour later, will start their final game of the Thunderdome Classic against Northern Colorado. That's at 9 Central. So when this comes out, this will be sort of old news, but we're going to have postcast. Again, we're going to have postcast. I'm going to do the postcast right now. This match is UC Santa Barbara, which we got swept 3-0, and then Northern Colorado. So this might be back-to-back because we're going to have the pregame come out either at 10, around 10 or 11, somewhere in there, maybe 11. So this will be old news when I steps out. But anyways, K-State volleyball in the first of two games of the Thunderdome Classic lose, getting swept by UC Santa Barbara 3-0, 25-16, 25-23, which saw multiple opportunities lost for K-State in that set. And then the same score as the first set there as the Guacos put the sweep on the Lady Cats last night in Santa Barbara, California, 25-16. As well, and I mentioned this name on the show yesterday for Santa Barbara, UC Santa Barbara. Excuse me, Eva Travis, 18 kills on the night, led the game there. 18 kills, helping this UC Santa Barbara. They're capturing the win there. Shelly Myers on the night, leading the Cats, 15 kills, hitting. Hit 333 of the night there as Shaylee continues her wonderful start to the year, even though her team lost last night there as well. Jason Mansfield, we got a comment from him after the game here. This is a Pro Parts Podcast, all things K-State sports action tonight. And I will get to women's soccer. Obviously, that might come out this weekend as well because there's nothing going on with K-State Athletics after tonight. So, again, this is why, again, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Like it. Like. Hit the alarm bell. Every time I update content, you'll be first to know about it. So I'm going to maybe put this postcast, even though I'm doing it, sitting right now, on hold until the weekend. So that way we'll have some content, somewhat K-State related content for you. And of course, we'll have reaction edition to the K-State Arizona game. Again, I got to, unfortunately, got to stay up late to watch this game. So, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, K-State can, somebody can light a fire on their ass. And, again, this is going to be old news, but hopefully, somebody light a fire on K-State's ass, the football team anyways, and get something going there as well. Jason Mansfield following K-State's loss to UC Santa Barbara last night on Thursday night. Quote, congrats to UC Santa Barbara. We knew they were a good team when we scouted them, but they were exceptional in all areas tonight. It starts with serving and passing, and they did those two things much better than us tonight. When they pass, their offense is really hard to stop, but I'm proud of our response after the first set, and we gave ourselves a chance in the second second at 23, tied at 23, but needed to make a couple more plays. Shilly was a huge part, was a huge right spot, especially offensively for us. He continues to play at such a high level. To score against that defense was tough, and she battled the whole match and hit the shots which she needed to. We have a short turnaround against a really good Northern Colorado team tomorrow night, which is tonight. It'll be a great test for us, end quote, there as well here. Yeah, Shaylee Myers staying on her. This is her, that last night was her 28th career match with 10 or more kills. Fourth early in the season there as well. And yeah, Jason Mann, so this is a bad stat, folks. Hey, this might be bad karma, but hey, it proves it in what we're seeing right now on a volleyball court, right? Jason Mansfield now only 8-15 on the road there. And you see Santa Barbara is now 3-1 all time against K-State. And again, yeah, Northern Colorado, the record's 2-5. You got to take advantage of it. Hey, look, the record, hey. I said this ever since we started this podcast. Way back when, right? It doesn't matter. Yes, everybody's good. We get that. But some teams aren't that good. So, it's hard to win in the collegiate sports. I understand that wholeheartedly. Northern Colorado is 2-5. So, K-State, you got to find a way to... And this is the other test we're going to find out. How well they're going to respond. So, we'll see tonight if Coach Mansfield's team can get back in one column here against a 2-5 Northern Colorado team after getting swept in straight sets. And oh, by the way, they lose their first set right off the bat of the year. And on top of that, you get beat two more sets. So not a good night. Not a good night for the Lady Wildcats on the volleyball court. So we'll see what happens there tonight. Let me see here. Yeah, K-State, they got outblocked by the Guacos of UC Santa Barbara. 9-7 there. The Guacos held a 38-31 advantage in digs there as well. Let me see if we can find other Wildcats here. Anaya Clinton and Reagan Fox last night. 11 kills, three blocks, and those were each apiece there. So Reagan Fox continues to have a good freshman year. Anaya Clinton there producing last night. Clinton also put on 7 digs as well. Brenna Schmidt and Candace Lugren each had 4 blocks apiece there for Coach Jason Mansfield's team as tonight. Late night volleyball tonight. West Coast style, baby. So both teams, the football team and the volleyball team, late night West Coast action tonight. So we'll see what happens tonight with both of these teams. Obviously, we'll have the postcast of both, well, reaction or postcast of football. And, of course, we'll have postcast. So these will come out this weekend. So be on the lookout for these this weekend as we are in the Friday. Let's get through this week. If I can talk. Let's get through this work week or work day or work Friday, whatever it is. And then let's get to the weekend. And obviously tonight, obviously, this will be old news. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what card unfolds for K-State football. Hopefully, you know, they can prove me wrong as I... prove me wrong against Arizona. Battle of the Wildcats. We'll see what Wildcat comes out on top. Fresh content on Podbean. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R. The number 3, E-D-D-I-E, Process Podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R. Number 3, E-D-D-I-E, Process Podcast. For more coverage of your K-State Wildcats over there. Fresh content, 2 episodes out right now for your listening excitement, if you want to call it that. I recorded an episode before Army last week that did not get posted, so that's out now. And of course, myself and Alex Aiden talked the state of K-State football on the new edition and talked what K-State needed to do against Arizona on the latest edition of that podcast. And of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about the Purple Project podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another Women's Volleyball episode right here on the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.